Hey, bells ring, are you listening?
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Sarah Skinner with the Oil Man Magazine. Quick reminder that today's holiday music is performed by Blind Joe. A lot of people know Blind Joe from his opening acts of David Allan Coe, Bret Michaels from Poison, as well as many other musicians. He was on season 9 of The Voice, NBC's The Voice, had a great run there. And he's got today's holiday music for us. You can go to crudelife.com or blindjoe.com. Click on links in order to buy his holiday music that you're hearing today. And now we're going to go back to our program here. And this is Sarah Skinner with Oil Man Magazine.
Sarah Skinner, Oilman Magazine.
Outstanding, and thank you for joining us here today. And you guys, of course, Oilman Magazine. We're going to get a little bit of a preview of what is available in the newsstands today, what some of the hottest issues are in the oil and gas industry. And maybe if there's time, we can maybe get a thematic preview of the next issue that's coming up. I just got a deadline reminder, so I know that you guys are working on your next issue that comes out, I believe, in about a month and a half, I suppose, February time, or January, I imagine, January, February, something like that. Anyway, I'll let you explain all that before I just speculate and pontificate wrong things. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us here. So let's talk a little bit about Oil Man Magazine. What are some of the features, some of the articles that people can find this month?
This month, our feature is on continuing education and just educating the oil and gas workforce. One thing I've noticed in interviewing different companies over the last few months for other articles is that there's a definite skills gap, and it's a growing concern from, you know, the baby boomers retiring and, you know, younger people coming in with the degrees and everything, but they don't have the on-the-job knowledge that the baby boomers are leaving with. And so I decided to go ahead and do an article on that and explore it and see what they were trying to do to fix the problem. And they definitely have some solutions. And I was very surprised by everything that I found.
What were some of the solutions? Because that's a issue we've been talking about on this program for several years now, how, anywhere from 70% of the industry is going to be retiring in the next 5 years. And there's a little bit of a vetting process going on where, for one, they want to make sure that the upcoming generations that are going to be taking over the industry have a respect and a knowledge of where what built the industry. And the other one is just the flat out training, that the jobs have changed so much, whether it's artificial intelligence, whether it's the remote sensors or the engineering side of things. It's just that the, you know, slinging chains in the job descriptions change so much. We've been following it from that two-prong approach, I guess. What did your article uncover in terms of some of those different points and elements?
Well, one of the main changes is the Internet of Things. You know, everything, software can do so much these days. And it's a matter of, you know, the older generation starting to learn some of the software. They're a little reluctant, you know, for the most part. But also, the software can help. You know, it can help teach the younger generation, you know, some of the things that they need to know as well. One of the things I learned was with this company called EKT Interactive. And I was fascinated by the way their approach to the oil and gas education. And theirs is to basically teach the way that people live, or, you know, let them learn around the way they live. So they do like a micro learning, which is, you know, podcasts and, you know, different little, ebooks and videos and audios. And so, a lot of them are in 15-minute increments, and that's great. You know, when you're busy and you want to know about something specific, you can just hop on and see what you need to know. And they have different packages that you can buy. And it was a really cool thing.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sarah Skinner with the Oil Man Magazine, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of our social media links are available at thecrudelife.com and click on the social media tab. Another thing we have available at thecrudelife.com is links to Blind Joe's Holiday Album. If you'd like to purchase Blind Joe's Holiday Album, of course, Blind Joe is the music you're hearing on today's program, as well as many of you know him from season 9 of NBC's The Voice. Had a very successful run, Good Times with Blake Shelton. Blind Joe became buddies with. And anyway, today, my good friend Blind Joe is allowing us to have his Christmas music as our bumper music, and we'd love for you to support him this holiday season by purchasing one of his holiday albums. Support a singer-songwriter or somebody who is an energy enthusiast. All right. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
As we dream by the fire, face unafraid, plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking.
And that concludes another awesome episode of Building the Bakken Radio, and I would like to personally thank each and every one of you who listened and tuned in our program this week. There are so many options out there for content and entertainment today, and we are so grateful that you have chosen Building the Bakken Radio and the Crude Life Media Network for your option today. Again, thank you once again for listening to our program, our non-political, non-polarizing program known as Building the Bakken Radio. Now, was there an interview that you wanted to check out? Well, you can access past shows, features, and full-length interviews at thecrudelife.com. We would also like to invite you to be a part of our social media network. Join our ever-growing army of energy enthusiasts. We have quite a presence in many of the shale plays, like the Permian, Eagleford, Marcellus, Niobrara, and many, many more. It's all part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out. If you go to crudelife.com, click on our social media tabs, we've got a list of our social media sites, over 350,000 followers. We're strong, we're growing every day, when we invite you to be a part of our social media network here at the Crude Life Media Network. Now, when you're at the Crude Life .com, be sure to click on our sponsors page. These sponsors make this program happen. Now, we've got some outstanding sponsors here at the Crude Life Media Network, and we ask you to please support them when you can. You know what? Heck, just reach out and say hello sometime. That's nothing like a nice hello. Click on the sponsors page. Check them out. CrudeLife.com. Thank you once again for listening to Building the Bakken Radio this week. We will be back next week right here on this radio station at this time once again. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thank you once again for joining us this week. And remember, keep calm and frack on.
So mama must have let him in. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Her daddy looked a lot like him. Yeah, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Her daddy looked a lot like him.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com. Got a great idea for this holiday season. The Crude Life t-shirts are now for sale. Four different designs to choose from. Visit TheCrudeLife.com and click on the t-shirts now for sale link. That's TheCrudeLife.com. Become an energy enthusiast today and start living the Crude Life. The Crude Life t-shirts, now for sale.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.